ABC Radio Australia. After a number of false dawns stretching back over 25 years, the dream of a Pacifica team in Super Rugby may be close, with a franchise bid due to be submitted to New Zealand Rugby by the end of the week. All Blacks legend and former Manu Samoa coach Sir Brian Williams, who describes himself as a patron and advisor to the Moana Pacifica group, says he's confident the bid will attract support from the islands and from the diaspora. But the Fiji Rugby Union's high-performance general manager Simon Rawalua has cast some doubt, with the former Flying Fijians captain taking to Twitter to say, quote, "You were told by who of this support, may I ask?" However, speaking to Richard Hewitt, Sir Brian says he believes the history of Pacific Islands rugby and its long-standing exclusion from the higher reaches of the professional game make this latest opportunity one that has to be grasped with both hands.
I was at the 1995 Rugby World Cup when all these negotiations about rugby going professional were taking place in the background, and there was lots of intrigue and who was going to be included. Samoa and Fiji up to that stage had been included in the Super 10 competition, which preceded Super 12 and Super 14. So they'd been included, and then all of a sudden, no consultation whatsoever. The whole of the Pacific Islands were left out of mainstream rugby. So that caused a huge amount of disappointment and a sense of grievance, really. Samoa had actually made two quarterfinals of Rugby World Cup at that stage, 91 and 95. Fiji had made the quarterfinals in 1987. It was a real slap in the face. So from my perspective, this is an opportunity, and I'm personally determined to try and maximise the opportunity if we can.
Would it be fair to say that this is an opportunity that you would still be waiting for if it wasn't for the fact that we're now in the middle of a pandemic and that has changed the whole dynamic of Super Rugby?
I think that would be fair to say. It's changed the landscape quite a lot. And once again, it's a glimmer of an opportunity, a glimmer of a chance, which as far as Pacifica is concerned, it needs to grab it.
There seems to be a little bit of, shall we say, with a small C, conflict at the moment as to who may or may not be backing this process. And there's been a suggestion that, for example, that the rugby unions of Tonga, Samoa and Fiji are tentatively backing it, and yet the head of high performance in Fiji has said, nothing to do with us. We've not said that we are. So that's not good, is it? You need to have everybody on board, don't you, to succeed?
Yeah, we do. We're talking with a group from Fiji at the moment, and that group is closely aligned with Fiji Rugby, and we're hoping that those discussions will be fruitful. Initial discussions have gone well, and so we're hoping that we will get their blessing.
And what sort of team would you envisage taking to the field? Would you see a team made up of players from Tonga, from Samoa, from Fiji, coming from the islands, from within New Zealand, from Australia, or a mix of all three? What's your vision,
well,
if you like?
A mix of all three, and most of the top Pacific Island players go to Europe or Japan nowadays, so just to be able to give them another option would be a great thing. And particularly now that this COVID-19 thing is with us, being such a long way away from home and loved ones probably is not that palatable for many at the moment.
You talked about the way that the Pacific was effectively let down when rugby union became professional back in the 90s, and you've had to wait a long time for this opportunity to come along. It's an opportunity that's come along under unusual circumstances, but how concerned are you that there might be a bit of a power struggle that could yet derail this opportunity?
Oh, I've been around rugby politics a long time. I know precisely that could happen. And so we're doing all within our powers to try and answer all the questions, really. And there are obviously water to flow under the bridge, but hopefully all of the Pacific Islands will realise that this is an opportunity. We all need to come together and paddle in the same direction to make sure that our aspirations are realised.
There is a bid due to be submitted later this week, and without going into the details of that bid, I mean, clearly there's a certain amount of sensitivity about that, but are you able to tell me, for example, where this team would play its matches? I mean, would it play matches in Fiji, in Samoa?
That's certainly the plan, absolutely. The idea is that games would certainly be taken back to the Pacific Islands, for sure.
And at this stage, that would be most likely Suva and Apia, perhaps Nuku'alofa, a bridge too far at this stage with all the problems that Tonga has?
Well, that's not for me to say. We just hope that it can happen, and you know, if not immediately, then sooner rather than later.
And for you personally, clearly a lot of passion there. You've waited, as you say, 25 years for an opportunity that you thought was there back in the 90s and was taken away from you basically without warning. So this would be a great opportunity to put things right and put Pacific Rugby very firmly on the map.
most certainly. I'm about to turn 70, so one might say I haven't got too much longer to see this thing come to fruition. So I sure hope it happens now, so I do get to see it. And many of the younger people weren't too aware of the history of it, so I'm happy to share that historical perspective, because that sense of grievance has been with me for 25 years.